Hi, I'm Katie from Retreat and Rise Up. You may not be in a temperate rainforest in the heart of Cornwall right now, but I invite you to take a couple of minutes out of your busy day to rest in order to rise, to check in, create a little bit of space, to find clarity. Know that many daring, rich ideas have come from taking time out. Really, this practice is time in. Today, we're going to focus on ways to navigate change in our ever-evolving work lives, to embrace the inevitability of it, and let go in order to grow. But before we begin the practice, I invite you to change your environment if you haven't already done so. Take a stroll, leave your desk, find somewhere comfortable where you can rest your bones for a little while. Afford yourself some time somewhere where you don't usually work, clearly boundarying this time for rest. A break from the notifications and emails and to-do lists. You might want to lie down or find a way to sit without the need to fidget for a few minutes. You might want to close your eyes or soften your gaze so you can switch off from the outside world, change your perspective. Go inwards. And once you're comfortable, let's take a couple of deep breaths to fully arrive in this new space together. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling, sighing out the mouth. Releasing any sounds that want to come out, the louder the better. Inhaling, fill the belly. Exhale, let go of any tension in the body. Gorgeous. A few more just like that. Breathe in. Breathe out. Resetting the breath, preparing your nervous system for this practice. Telling your body, your mind, that this is a much needed pause from your working day, that your day to day can wait. This is a different kind of work, one that might even shed light on how you want to work for the rest of the day, week, month even. You might want to change the way you're breathing now, to see how it feels to fully slow down. This might look like breathing in and out through the nose, gently sealing the lips, constricting the back of your throat ever so slightly, enabling you to hear your own breath. Something a bit like an ocean wave, or like the sound you make when you're fogging up a mirror. This might look like holding your breath for a few seconds at the top of the inhale, before releasing through the nose. This might also look like lengthening your exhale through the nostrils. Noticing any changes in your mind or body as you start to switch into your parasympathetic state, your rest and digest mode. The breath has the power to make this change for you. Perhaps you start to observe how it feels to make these subtle changes. Does it feel uncomfortable stress-inducing, or are you shifting with ease? For many, the word change sends a shiver down the spine. Change naturally encounters resistance. We find comfort in what we know, what we're used to. As humans, we become attached to things, people, places, plans, processes. The mind likes security. It encourages us to cling to life. Uncertainty, the unknown, can be unsettling, scary even. And yet change is inevitable. Change happens to each and every one of us on a daily basis. Our emotions are constantly in flux, just like the weather is in a constant state of shift. To fully embrace change, to make peace with its role in our work lives, we must let go. Release our grip on the way things are or always have been, creating space for newness. To explore the physical and emotional sensations that arise around navigating change a little deeper, I invite you to imagine you are standing at the top of a tower at the edge of an ocean. Perhaps this tower is the turret of a castle, maybe more like a lighthouse. Let your imagination run wild. And as you look out from this tower, this solid structure, you begin to notice a beautiful sandy beach on the horizon, separated by a vast expanse of ocean. To get there, you need to find your way into the water. It's not falling if you jump. Knowing the waves will catch you, can you surrender to the flow of change? Can you let the ocean take you where you need to go, towards the untouched shore? The beach that's within reach, but only by leaving the tower and swimming to the other side. Unless we let go of the land, the confines that feel safe, unless we take the leap, we may not realize our full potential, the expansiveness that lies ahead, the opportunities in the distance. So as you stand at the top of this tower, see how it feels to trust, to relinquish control and let go, to see the fall as a leap of faith. Now ask yourself, in my work life, what am I holding on to? What am I attached to? What could I do to release my grip and allow myself to surrender to the tide of change? And what lies ahead on the beach when I allow myself to take the leap? remembering that change is the only guarantee. It's how you navigate change that's in your control. So make friends with change. Welcome it in. But for now, you can come back to your breath, to your body, to your surroundings, noticing how you feel if anything has shifted, welcoming any emotions that arise, taking a few more breaths for yourself. Thank you for taking this time today to go inward, to pause. I've been Katie from Retreat and Rise Up, brand building retreats held 4 times a year at Cabilla, Cornwall, an ancient temperate rainforest where ideas have space to grow. To find out more, you can head to retreatandriseup.com. I hope to see you there soon.